This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. And here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for June 29th, 2022. Don't worry, this isn't a permanent set change. We're just refurbishing the set we usually use for the show, and be prepared, it'll have a whole new look in just a few days' time. But for now, you got to stick with the digital background. As rumored a few days ago, the board of the Walt Disney Company has voted to extend CEO Bob Chapek's contract another 3 years. Oof. The vote, which took place at the board's annual retreat in Florida, was unanimous. Chapek is also a member of the board. With just 9 months left on his contract, many were speculating that the unpopular CEO might be removed. However, the board has continuously been supportive of Chapek. Quote, Disney was dealt a tough hand by the pandemic, yet with Bob at the helm, our businesses from parks to streaming not only weathered the storm, but emerged in a position of strength, said Chairman Susan Arnold. In this important time of growth and transformation, the board is committed to keeping Disney on the successful path it is on today, and Bob's leadership is key to achieving that goal. Bob is the right leader at the right time for the Walt Disney Company, and the board has full confidence in him and his leadership team. Speaking of that, Chapek recently fired Peter Rice, who is a suggested CEO replacement, who was on said leadership team. Though the board supports Chapek, several Disney insiders have told members of the press that they don't have faith in the CEO, of course. This would be the right decision for them to make to keep things steady within the company. That being said, it's well known at this point that Disney stock has dropped 1.7 times lower than the rest of the market, so that is not purely, I know people like to jump and say, like, oh, the whole market's down. Disney is down ahead of the market. They are on a downward trend that has been going on longer and is stronger than average, mind you. So, of course, it would be classic Disney style to renew this guy and then fire him later and then owe him the full amount of his contract. So stay tuned for that. I'm sure it'll happen sometime before the next 3 years are over. Walt Disney World is reportedly considering changing their park pass reservation system to include secondary reservations just for park hopping. Under the current system, guests may make one park pass per day, and after visiting a park they have a reservation for, they may park hop to any other park depending on capacity and with a park hopper ticket after 2 p.m. Under the new system, guests would be able to make a park pass for a second park and park hop earlier in the day. Disney may also introduce multiple park passes to only specific tiers of tickets or sell the option as an upgrade. This has not been confirmed by Disney and is only being considered for now. So keep that in mind. Just a rumor at this point, but you may need a park pass to park hop. A Disney representative confirmed that the Brightline high-speed rail station set to open at Disney Springs has been canceled, per the Orlando Business Journal. Originally, the route was set to bypass Orlando to the south and travel straight to Walt Disney World before following I-4 to Tampa. But lobbies in the city, including business associations along International Drive and as well at Universal Orlando Resort, pushed for a station along the tourist corridor at the Orange County Convention Center across from the upcoming Epic Universe theme park before continuing on to Disney World. As a result of the change, it is believed that Disney has canceled their plans and the train will proceed directly from I-Drive to Tampa. Walt Disney World spokesperson Avery Mathers stated, as people who are involved in the project are aware, the new route configuration does not support a Disney Springs station, and as a result, we don't anticipate being a part of this project. Brightline representatives didn't have a comment on that day, but as of yesterday, Brightline announced they are currently working on plans to connect Tampa and Orlando by high-speed rail, with a stop planned at the Orange County Convention Center, but as well, one that will service nearby the Walt Disney World Resort, not on Disney property. It's unclear exactly where that would be. We'll have to find out where that is. Obviously, I don't think they have something lined up yet, but that at least is their plan at this time. News Today is brought to you by the Sunshine Flyer, the new 1920s rail-themed transportation from Orlando International Airport to the Walt Disney World Resort hotels. Start your vacation experience as soon as you step off the plane with motor coaches that create the atmosphere of old-fashioned passenger cars. And no two designs are the same. And just in time for summer, kids ride free. If you book your trip now through July 31st, you can enjoy free tickets for kids and reduced pricing for adults. Tickets do not need to be used during this time frame either. To reserve, visit sunshineflyer.com. The Harmony Barbershop at the Magic Kingdom will reopen on July 31st, 2022, and updated pricing has been released. Guests were able to make reservations starting earlier this week. The reservation calendar only goes through August 8th, and all time slots were booked within 45 minutes of those reservations opening. The barbershop will accept a limited number of walk-ins on a first-come, first-served basis as well. Prices for the Harmony Barbershop have gone up a few dollars. Here's the current pricing. A child's haircut is starting at $20. My first haircut starts at $28. Adult haircuts start at $21. And a beard trim starts at $8. The My First Haircut experience includes an embroidered Mickey ear hat and milestone certificate. It increased by $3. Guests who don't show up for their reservation or cancel within 24 hours, of course, will be charged $10. The Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique will reopen at both the Magic Kingdom and at Disneyland on August 25th, 2022. The Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique is a salon where children ages 3 to 12 can undergo a royal transformation with packages including hairstyling, makeup, nail polish, outfits, and more. Reservations for both boutiques will open in early August. The Most Magical Podcast on Earth shared a video on Twitter of a 4th of July lighting test on Spaceship Earth at Epcot. The video shows the points of light on Spaceship Earth lit up in a rotating stripes of blue, white, and red. You can watch it on our site. The lighting may be for a new 4th of July show on Spaceship Earth, or maybe just something that'll be displayed after they're harmonious with a 4th of July tag on Independence Day weekend. The 4th of July tag will be added just for the 4th. Walt Disney World has released menus for the 25 global marketplaces and other food and beverage locations participating in the Epcot International Food and Wine Festival 2022. You can check them all out on our website, including a new booth that offers just a bunch of seasoned French fries. It's a real thing. They actually look pretty good. As more entertainment slowly returns to Walt Disney World, we caught another returning favorite on our latest trip to Animal Kingdom as the Harambe Village Acrobats have returned to the stage in Africa. The show is performed several times daily. You'll, of course, want to check a times guide in the My Disney Experience app for the latest times to make sure they're performing on the day you are visiting. They don't have a calendar, so we don't know how far out and what days they have off, but as of right now, it looks like every day they're performing several times a day. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. Also, be sure to subscribe to our new channel, WDWNT-TV. We've made it easy. If it's too hard to search for that in YouTube and find it, you can just put in the URL, WDWNT.TV. Reminder that as of July 7th, WDW News Tonight, Park Center, Boxed In, all your favorites, all your favorite live programming from this channel is moving over there. So if you ever want to see them again, you got to make the move. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks News, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Oh, hello there. Can't get no privacy at all around this place. But I'll tell you what you can get. These fantastic t-shirts from the Carousel of Products. I don't often wear a t-shirt, but if I did, this would be the one.
Uncle Orville, there's a terrible racket coming from here in the bathroom.
John, what's happening? We're talking about t-shirts.
T-shirts, what's that? Why, it's the 12 Flags Over Epcot shirt from carouselofproducts.com.
Another good one.
Yes, go shop now, just $20 at carouselofproducts.com, all of our t-shirts.
What's a .com?
I'll tell you around the next turn.